My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. Seven years, same questions. Time to get serious about your photography. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Friday. Yesterday afternoon, I had a wonderful conversation with one of my coaching clients. We're working on branding, website design, social media strategy, but also the creative around his images. Now, the backstory, he's a wonderful bird photographer, amazing bird photographer from the US, and he came to Africa for his first safari a couple of months ago. It consisted of a trip to Chobe, to the Okavango Delta, and then a private guided trip with myself at Mala Mala, and then with Danny in Sabi Sabi. And we're looking now at, when you come back, how to curate images, how to build portfolios, what to look for, how to find images and images, all the stuff that we do after a trip, right? But one of the things we ended up speaking about is outcome-based or outcome-driven safaris, and why knowing why you do this will always end in a better result. So the one thing that we spoke about was that just before COVID, I had a trip planned. It was fully booked. It was only going to be myself and three guests, and we called it the Ultimate Elephant Safari. The idea was to focus exclusively on elephants, elephant behavior, elephants in different environments, and that trip was going to go to Amboseli, which, I mean, elephant heaven, it's just amazing. The iconic shots you would look for there would be obviously with Kilimanjaro in the background, the tuskers with the mountain, then the families of elephants walking across that dry lake bed. Then from there, we'd go to Mana Pools, where the hero shot that you would look for would be elephants on their back legs when they reach up to the aniseed trees. And the aniseed trees, yeah? Anyway, and then we would go to Chobe, which is also beautiful for elephant photography. So the outcome, the desired outcome of that trip was to create as many different types of images of elephants in their natural environment, i.e. different settings, different behaviors. And had COVID not come along, that would have been an amazing trip. So we then started speaking about what the current status of the photo safari world is and how often people just go. You just arrive at, and it could be an amazing destination, Svalbard, the Mara, whatever it is, but you just go there and kind of, I'm going to shoot and just see what happens. Now, one of the themes over the many years of doing the podcast that's come up again and again is how you need to be coachable, how you need to be open to growth, how you need to try things out of your comfort zone, how you need to, and this is a big one for me, stop asking the same questions, right? If you have been doing photo safaris with myself, with the Wild Eye team, anybody, any photographic operator, and you ask 7 years in, what should my aperture be when you're looking at a scene, or what should my shutter speed be? You need to have a serious look in the mirror and decide why you're doing this. Seriously, what have you been doing for 7 years then? Right? Because there's teaching elements to this. And hold that thought. So you ask the same questions. I had a conversation on a previous trip this year as well with someone where it was the first time we were working together. So I was talking about what mode do you shoot in? What do you focus on? And the client said, no, normally it shoots in shutter speed mode. So I'm like, okay, cool. But why? Because if you photograph, for example, a lion and it's sharp at 1 over 500, it'll also be the exact same sharpness at 1 over 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 8,000. But the creative variable that is aperture would give you different results at 2, 8, 5, 6, 7, 1, 11, 16, and 22 of the same subject. So why don't you then consider starting your creative narrative when you look at a scene with aperture and not with shutter speed? So the thing that this client told me was, yeah, but it's so difficult because all of you photo guides always say different things. And it was an interesting thing to me because here's the fact is when we talk about the creative side of things, right? Yes, we have different opinions. There's different approaches. How you approach slow shutter speeds, multiple exposures, zoom blurs, whatever it is. Each person, each educator, facilitator, photo guide will have their own way of explaining that. But when it comes to the technical, it's literal mathematics, right? How it works, if you want the exposure the same, you take your shutter speed faster, you've got to change your aperture, ISO involved. So there's not really a discussion there as to how we're going to teach that. I might explain it in a certain way, but the fact remains it's technical. So from a technical point of view, if you have done 2, 4, 15, in some instances 27 trips, and you are still asking the same question about aperture, if you are still asking the same question about Lightroom, what should I do with this? How do I do that? What are you doing? Right? And that's the discussion for me, circling back after that, of it needs to be outcome-based. It needs to be outcome-based. So if photography actually matters to you on this trip, and if it's not just about having a camera and having some fun in the field and making a couple of images, then you need to start thinking differently as to how you approach this. Right? We're talking, the difference here is between hoping something cool happens versus actually planning to create certain images. Yes, I give you the fact that in the field things might change. You might not get a leopard jumping up and down a tree, right? But if you look for it and you're ready for it, your photographic mind is prepped for it, you won't have to ask yourself, what should my aperture be? Because you should know it by now. If you are still asking that question after 7 years and multiple safaris, right, then you are not growing as a photographer. You are just looking for a safety blanket and someone to hold your hand while you make more images that'll probably never go anywhere. Sorry, sounds harsh, but that's a fact. Right? You need to shift from thinking of yourself as just someone who's going on a safari to, I want to create these images on my next safari. I'm going to speak to the guide. I'm going to plan accordingly. I'm going to book a private trip rather and say, I want to photograph just elephants, for example, or just lions. But not just that. What is the outcome that you desire? Are you shooting for Instagram? Because that's very easy, right? There's three things on Instagram that works. Lion sex or animal sex, animals killing each other, and baby animals. That gets you attention. Oversaturated a little bit, over contrast, and off you go, right? Or are you shooting for print? Or more importantly, are you photographing for a portfolio that pushes your boundaries as a wildlife and nature photographer? If you just go on a safari, hope for the best, shoot what you see, then you can't be disappointed afterwards that you don't get the images that you hoped for. You can't. You can't. It's just, you never know what's going to happen, right? But if you plan specifically, if I go to the Masai Mara, these are the images I'm going to chase. You might not get all of them, but the ones you do will be so much better. It'll be so much better executed, and it'll be so much more fulfilling because you worked for that outcome. You worked for that outcome. And I think that's where a lot of people miss the point, is you can either walk away with 20 portfolio level images for your website, which I highly recommend you all do, or you can walk away with 5,000 raw files that you'll scan through, you'll pick a few, you put them on Instagram and move on to the next trip. But then down the line, you get upset because you're not getting the better images that you hope and that you see others producing. Make sense? It feels to me like a lot of people come on safaris and they travel, and you see the conversations online as well, about I'm going to the Masai Mara, then I'm going to Iceland, then I'm going to Borneo, then I'm going to wherever, pick a destination. At the end of the year, have you got a solid portfolio of things that you hoped for those trips, or do you just have a random collection of Instagram images, right? Your photographic goals, if you are serious about it, should be the main driver of the itinerary of the trip that you choose, not the other way around. Not the other way around. So, for example, if we go business for a second, all the time when we put trips together, we try and put you in the best place at the best time of year in order to get shots of that area. So, if you want great images of, for example, Sabi Sands and Mala Mala, if we have a set departure to that area, we've done the homework of global, this is what the best opportunities are. You still have to come from your point of view as the creative as the creator, as the photographer, knowing what you want to create. And the same thing applies when you eventually sit down with your images. Which ones do you choose? If you don't know what you are looking for, it's the same as arriving in a foreign city, getting a car and just starting to drive, hoping you find a Michelin star restaurant. It's not going to happen. Lightning has to strike for that to happen. You have to plan for that, right? But people sit with their Lightroom and they just flick through and they pick a random image. One of the things I'm doing with my client next week, Tuesday, is we're going to go and look at all his different images of certain species. For example, elephant, wild dog, crocodile, and lion. And we're going to select which ones to choose and why. Because we now know what the outcome is. He shot for it. Now we're going to Lightroom and do the same thing. But there is just too many people who just go there onto a trip and they just shoot for what? What are you hoping for? Because what are you working for? I don't know. It's just I think we're leaving so much beautiful imagery on the table if we just do a little bit of homework before the trip rather than just showing up and shooting. Right? I'm looking at a WhatsApp I got from Jan. Jan was in the Mara with me a couple of weeks ago, and he said he just got a nice little package from White Wall. And I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 new prints that he did from the trip. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And we spoke about it on the trip, how he wanted to get some for his rooms and his offices to put some of these things up. Love it. He shot with a goal. The outcome is there. And these prints look amazing. Jan, I need a better shot. If you can send me a better picture of the top one on the right, that radial blur explosion one you did, that looks phenomenal. So that's the point, is do you go home and do something with it on the trip? Do you shoot with a reason? What is your goal? And please, if you check yourself and you find yourself asking, what should my aperture be after you've been doing this for 5, 10, 20 years, you're not going to get the images you want. And the same thing, if we are doing Lightroom with you on a trip and you learn certain techniques, try it again, because if you come back the next time and you ask the same questions again, you are leaving your own quality images on the table. It's frustrating because people spend a lot of money on these trips. People spend a lot of money on their gear, and then they arrive and they just here, there, okay, click, click, click through Lightroom. Oh, there's one. Versus today I'm going to look at, and it could be as general as, I need a shot of an elephant in the environment today. But you look for that and execute against it, it feels fucking good to get that shot. Versus, let's just go and see what we get. So I think it's important, I really do, to have this creative voice of yours having a mental portfolio of what you want to create. But the giveaway to me is if you are asking those same questions again and again and again, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years later, I think you need to ask yourself questions. Why are you spending so much money on photo gear if that's the case? It's like buying a phenomenally fast Porsche Cayenne and you only drive it at 20 kilometers an hour. You're not getting the best out of that gear because you don't know what you want to do with it. Anyway, it is what it is, hey? So, yeah. If you have any thoughts on this, please let me know. If you find yourself, are you willing to admit to me that after 7 years, 5 years, 3 years, you still ask the same questions or you still don't know how to approach aperture, masks in Lightroom, whatever it is? Let me know. Share with me. Send me an email, jerry@wildeye.com. Share with me and say, listen, I still struggle with this. I'd be happy to help you. But that is what's holding you back. Outcome-based safaris, where we say, this is what we're going to do. For example, the one that pops to mind is orcas and northern lights. There's your outcome. I'm telling you up front, this is about orcas and northern lights, and those are the two subjects we're going to chase to photograph. So if you don't have direction yourself, we've given it to you. I would still then say to you, go and do your homework. What kind of Northern Lights shots do you want? Because if you don't know what you're looking for, you're not going to find it, right? But if it's something like a Great Migration Safari or a Masai Mara Experience Safari, what? You need to decide within that context, what do you want to create? And then audit the questions you ask yourself. Right, I'm going to stop here. I can carry on. I think there's value for, and I'm going to be doing this because I've pulled back dramatically. I've only got two trips left from now and next year. Three, sorry. Svalbard, Brazil. And the stuff I'm going to be putting out is going to be way different, way more outcomes-based if it's purely photographic, but also more from a just holistic point of view. How can we get more value out of this process? But that's a discussion for another time. As always, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me ears. In the next episode on Monday, I'm going to hand over to Gabby again. You might have met her in one of the previous episodes. Gabby is the founder of the Young Wildlife Photographers of South Africa, and she's going to pop into the Wild Eye podcast every once in a while to share some interviews she does with people, some context. I think it's a great addition and some great value from her as well. So make sure to look out for that. Otherwise, I'll chat to you soon. Have a great weekend. Thank you for joining me, and I will chat to you soon. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.